KJAN Sports.
It is time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update brought to you this morning by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. Call them at 784-3678. Well, let's take a look at girls basketball. State tournament got underway yesterday. The 5A first round action, 5A quarterfinals, saw two games go pretty much as expected and two not so much. It was top-seeded Iowa City High picking up a 78-62 win over 8th-seeded West Des Moines Valley in yesterday's tournament play. The tournament started with 4th-seed Johnston beating number 5-seed Waukee 73-48. The upsets began later on, though, as number 6-seeded Iowa City West knocked off 3rd-seeded Dowling Catholic in overtime, 63-53, while 7th-seeded Indianola took down number 2-seed Cedar Falls, 64-63 in first-round play. Class 4A quarterfinals saw three games finish up yesterday. Number 4-seed Center Point Urbana was a 69-47 winner over 5th-seeded Boone. Top-seeded Marion was an easy winner over Fairfield, 71-39, while number 3-seed Grinnell was a winner over Mason City, 70-51. Now, the other 4A first-round game will get today's slate started in Des Moines. It'll start at 10 this morning, as Lewis Central will be in action this morning. Second-seeded Lewis Central, the Titans are 22-0 on the season. They'll face a 17-6 Lamar's team in first-round play in 4A this morning. Then the tournament moves into the 3A first round. It'll be Crestwood, the top seed, facing South Tama at 11:45. That'll be followed by Davenport Assumption, the 4-seed, facing 5th-seeded North Polk. At 3:15, 3rd-seeded Clear Lake will play number 6-seed Monticello. At 5, 2nd-seeded Sioux Center will battle 7th-seeded Red Oak. Sioux Center is 22-2 on the year, Red Oak 21-2 coming into that 5 o'clock tip time. Then a couple of 2A first-round games will finish off today's 7-game slate as Class 2A play gets underway at 6:45. Top-seeded Trainer, 22-1 on the season, will face West Sioux, who is 21-3 in first-round play today. The late game at 8:30 tonight, Iowa City Regina will battle Grundy Center in Class 2A first-round play. All of that action in Des Moines. Well, boys, sub-state basketball continued last night. Take a look at some of those results from around the region. In Class 1A, sub-state 7, the championship game saw St. Albert beat Bedford 67-48. Jake Carley pumped in 29 points, and Tyler Blaha added 16 as St. Albert advances to another state tournament, 15-9 on the season with that win last night. In a Class 1A sub-state 8 championship game last night, boy, low-scoring game. Two teams battling with offense. Remsen St. Mary's a winner as they beat IKM Manning 39-23. Also, Class 2A sub-state championship play last night. Kemper Catholic, a winner over Western Christian, 59-47. Jared Tigges had a game-high 23 points. Parker Bating had 17 to help lead the way for Kemper Catholic. They're 15-8 as they advance to the state tourney. In Class 2A sub-state 8 championship action, it was Trainer easy over Woodward Granger, 81-50, as the Cardinals jumped out to an early 15-2 lead, and they coasted from there. Luke Lawson had 26 points to lead Trainer in scoring. They go to 24-0, and they earn their 15th all-time state tournament berth with that victory. Also in Class 3A, Sub-State 7 action last night, it was Norwalk ending Winterset's bid for a state tourney berth with a 74-58 win over the Huskies. And in the 3A Sub-State 8 championship game last night over in Council Bluffs, it was Glenwood downing Harlan 82-69. Harlan got off very quickly early, but Glenwood was able to catch up by the end of the first quarter, and they made that lead stand up as they continued moving forward to pick up their third all-time state tournament berth. Nate Moore had 27 points. Christian Stanislav, 25, to lead the way for Glenwood. Rams are 22-2 as they head to the 3A boys state basketball tournament. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, Chris Clark tipped in a missed shot with 4 seconds left as Virginia Tech stunned number 5 Duke 64-63. Also last night, number 6 Kansas beat Texas 80-70. And it was number 20, West Virginia, 84-74 over number 12, Texas Tech. Virginia is the number one team this week in the AP men's basketball poll. Michigan State is ranked number 2. Xavier, Villanova, and Duke round out the top 5 with Kansas, Gonzaga, Purdue, North Carolina, and Cincinnati the top 10. Also locally, Texas Tech is 12th, Ohio State 13th, Michigan is 15th, and West Virginia number 20 in this week's poll. Larry Eustace has agreed to step down as the men's basketball coach at Colorado State, ending a climate assessment of the program led by athletic director Joe Parker. Eustace agreed to resign and amend his contract, which will now pay him $750,000 in three installments over the next 2 years. He'll remain on paid leave until June 30th, at which time he'll formally resign. The university made that announcement Monday. The assistant coaching staff will be retained through the end of June. Eustace's decision to resign and amend his contract means there'll be no conclusions or recommendations associated with Parker's investigation into Eustace's behavior and interactions with players and staff. Parker has not divulged what prompted the investigation. Eustace was in his sixth season at Colorado State, which first looked into his behavior in 2013-14 when Jack Graham was athletic director. That investigation determined Eustace emotionally and verbally abused his players and created an atmosphere of fear and intimidation, but retained his job. In a statement Monday, Eustace said he was honored and thankful to serve as the Rams coach, but added at the end of the day, "It's time for me to step aside and allow Colorado State to open a new chapter of Rams basketball." Eustace was 122-79 at Colorado State. He's 524-337 overall in 27 seasons at Colorado State, Southern Mississippi, Iowa State, Utah State, and Idaho. In NFL news, police say New York Jets linebacker Dylan Donahue was drunk when he drove the wrong way in the Lincoln Tunnel and collided with a jitney bus, injuring four people. The crash happened around 2 a.m. Monday in Weehawken. Port Authority police say an officer saw Donahue drive his car around traffic cones and enter the tunnel. Donahue soon collided with the bus that had 15 people on board. Four passengers were treated at a hospital for minor injuries. Donahue and a passenger apparently were not hurt. In baseball news, J.D. Martinez is finally a member of the Boston Red Sox. The five-year, $110 million contract that Martinez agreed to with the club a week ago was finalized on Monday when he was introduced at a news conference at JetBlue Park. After hitting 45 homers in 119 combined games last season for Detroit and Arizona, Martinez became the most prominent position player on the free agent market. The Red Sox took extra time with the medical evaluation, with particular attention paid to a right foot injury that Martinez suffered last year. That led to some language changes to protect the Red Sox over the life of the deal, but the 30-year-old Martinez was deemed fully healthy for 2018. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson is reported to a week of spring training with the New York Yankees. A 2014 Super Bowl champion, the 29-year-old worked out at second base in early drills Monday with shortstop Didi Gregorius. He spent parts of 2010 and 11 playing second base in Class A ball for the Colorado Rockies organization. The Yankees, his favorite baseball team, acquired him from Texas on February 7th. Also, free agent reliever Sang-Hwan Oh and the Toronto Blue Jays have finalized a $2 million one-year contract. Oh was 1-6 with a 4.10 ERA and 20 saves in 24 chances last year for the St. Louis Cardinals. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Walnut Woodworks in Walnut. If you've seen it, we can do it. Give Gary Bloom a call at Walnut Woodworks, 784-3678. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.